Well, hello there. Oh, no. Don't even try to pull your pants back up. Or try to close that browser window. Hands on your dick where I can see them, buddy. What am I doing? What are you doing? What kind of exhibitionist doesn't even close their bedroom door properly before they start jerking off? Oh, you didn't think anyone else was going to come in? What if a robber broke into your home and decided to steal your innocence, as well as your TV, huh? You wouldn't know something was wrong until it was too late, all because your eyes were glued to the screen. Speaking of which, who or what are you even jerking to? Let me come over and take a closer look. No switching to another window. Keep your hands on your cock, dude. If you're jerking off without a care in the world, it had at least better to be to something good. And it's my job to make sure of it. What's weird about that? I'm your best friend. I'm morally obligated to make sure you're not jerking off to substandard porn. It's like, you wouldn't let your friend eat crappy food or listen to lame music or watch season 8 of Game of Thrones more than once, right? This is like that. Now, shut up and let me have a look. She's not bad. Pretty face. Pretty body. I'd give her, maybe a 7 out of 10. Unfortunately, she's not actually here, so I'm taking away 1 point. And she's not me, so taking away 5 points. And she probably doesn't know you, or care about you, or like you. So I'm removing away 5 points. Sorry, my dude, but that means you've been jerking off to a negative 4 out of 10. And as your friend, that means I need to delete her off your hard drive for your own good. And the good of your penis. Hey. I said hands on your cock. I'm doing you a favor, and if you can appreciate it and keep getting in my way, I'll beat you harder than you were beating your dick a minute ago. Now, as your best friend, I believe I'm morally obligated to hook you up with prime jerk-off material. Now, I'm here, so I'm automatically giving myself 1 point. I'm also me, so another 5 points. And I know you, and I care about you, and I really like you. So that's 5 points. Congratulations. You can jerk off to someone who is an 11 out of 10, at least. Anyways, this is how you know you've made it in life. What? Did I stutter? You can jerk off. Come on. Your hands are already on your dick. Polish that lightsaber until you feel the force flowing through you. Do I have to say it in a yoga voice or something? Dude. Is that a kind of weird, nerdy crap that gets you hard? What? Yeah, I said I like you. Dude, you're not old enough to be hard off your hearing. Don't make me repeat myself like I'm talking to some wrinkly old deaf guy. Oh my gosh, just... You are really hung up on that part, aren't you? Look, we have been best friends for a long time now. And I have liked you, really liked you, for almost as long. And I have tried everything. Everything. Short of actually stripping naked and seducing you. To get to realize that I like you, romantically. And it never works. I can't tell if you're just really dense or You're intentionally trying to not think about it, but you never acknowledge it. It wouldn't be so bad if you just told me you like someone else, or hell, just say you're not interested in me that way. If you just outright reject me, I'd be fine with it. But no, you just somehow don't notice it. Well, you know what? No longer. I'm here. Your pants are down. Your hands are on your dick. And I'm telling you I like you. If that's not enough to get through your head that I want to be more than friends, well, I don't know what will. If you don't like me back, then I don't know. Just tell me to go away or something. And I'll leave you alone. Or we can pretend that this never happened. Or if you're really mad at me, if you don't want to talk to me anymore ever again, then that's fine too. Life is short, and I'd rather tell you I like you and have you upset on me for it than spend the rest of my life never saying it and wishing I had. But if you like me, then I don't know, you can jerk off instead, I guess. Instead of some random girl on the internet. Dude, this is normally the part where you say something or jerk off. Don't just like stare at me like you when I'm on a stage and have public speaking anxiety. Bro. Performance anxiety? You're really having performance anxiety right now. You know what? Screw it. I'll do it for you. Hand me the bottle of lotion. Do it. Hands off your dick. Oh my gosh, dude. Either tell me to go away or let me stroke it. Watching you have performance anxiety after I tell you I like you is just sad. There. That feels better, right? Think you can come? What am I saying? Of course you'll come. I'll make you come with my hands, even if I have to stroke you for hours. Damn, son. Your balls feel so full. Have you been saving up? You weren't doing some weird no-fap challenge before this, were you? Well, good for me if you did, because that just means I'm gonna get a lot of cum out of you. Now relax. That's it. Yeah, just lean back and let me take care of you. I'm gonna stroke it all out of you. I'll make you cum, baby. Your cock and balls are in good hands. Literally. You're getting close already? Wow. Dude. I've barely started. Were you jerking off a long time before I came in? Seriously. It's like this is your first time getting stroked by someone else. Wait. This is your first hand job? Seriously? You've never had a girl touch your dick before? What? No. It's not something to be ashamed of. I mean, I feel weirdly special now, actually. But, damn. If I knew this was your first time, I would have tried to make it more special. Maybe have a candlelit dinner, play some soft music. And after we had a few glasses of wine, I'd reach under the table, gently grab your cock. Now relax. First handjob or not, I'm still your best friend. And I'm the girl who likes you the most in this world. So just relax and come for me when you're ready. Come on, baby. I can feel your pre-cum on my hands. It's alright, you can hold on to me. Are you close? You're moaning. Mm-hmm. I sense it too. You want to come, don't you? You're going to come for me. That's it, baby. Come for me. Where? Well, you don't have a towel, and I don't want you spraying it everywhere, so I guess you'll just have to come in my mouth. You heard me. You're going to come in my mouth, and I'm going to swallow it. I don't want you making a mess all over yourself, or all over me, so you're just going to make a mess down my throat instead. What? You don't think I'll do it? Dude, please. I give great blowjobs, and I always swallow. You just worry about lasting long enough in my mouth to enjoy it, because I think once my warm, wet mouth is on you, and my lips are wrapped around the base of your cock, you won't last long before you just pop. You don't believe me? You underestimated my power. You'll believe me when you're moaning and whispering and feeding me your cum, which, judged by how much your cock is twitching and leaking pre-cum, should be really, really soon. You're coming? That's it, baby. Just relax and let go. I'll swallow it all. Told you. Also, you taste good. Have you been eating more fruits lately? Mm-hmm. I swallowed all your cum. I guess you could say your load is now way gone. Also, your spunk was tasty. We're definitely going to do this more often. Well, first you have to actually take me out on a date. A proper date. Right now? Well, yeah. Thought maybe you should pull your pants before you take me anywhere? Dude. What? You don't want me to call you dude anymore. But I've been calling you dude. Oh, baby. You liked when I called you baby earlier. Alright. Fine, but only if you call me baby too.